You're listening to Haunted Attractions and Horror Galore Podcast, brought to you by USA Haunt Search, USA Haunt Finder, and Hollow Zona. Sponsored by United Zombies of America, UZA, Sinister Sin, UZA, Miscreation Haunted Attraction, and Haunting with Heart Documentary. Beneficiary Oddity, Thirsteen Inc., hosted by Sidoni Banks. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, everybody. It's been quite a long time since I've done a podcast, and I deeply apologize, but there's been a lot going on within this year. Let's just say we had to move out of our house that we've had for many years, and when we had to move, we weren't at the best point of our lives of financial income, so we were homeless for a while and jumped from hotel to hotel until we finally found an apartment. And it's just been really hard and bad luck, it seems like, ever since. So this podcast kind of got put on the back burner because life happened. And pretty much anything that can go wrong did go wrong. Like I said, we had to move, and at least 3 to 4 times. We were at different hotels until, like I said, we found somewhere to call home. And probably not forever home, but temporarily, until hopefully we can actually get a house again. And right now we're in an apartment. And we had to move all of our stuff from our 4-bedroom house to storage units. And now we're in a 2-bedroom small apartment. So we still have storage units because not all our stuff can make it. That being said, we've only been in our new place for about 4 months, and we're not all the way moved in. We still have a lot of stuff that we need to go through and bring here. It's just been absolute hell on earth. We're lucky and have had blessings along the way that's helped us stay sane and keep us pretty much here. So very grateful for that. But it's just been a very, very hard couple of months, and it's just been very tough. We've had to do fundraisers and ask family for help and pretty much beg anybody to help us. And my dad lost his job, got a new job. I've had different jobs here and there. I recently had to quit one. Long story short, it was horrible. Bad things were happening, and I had to get out of there. And I'm looking for another consistent, hopefully good job. So if anybody knows anything, please let me know. So it's just been a lot. But that being said, I just wanted to do something to kind of catch everybody up on what's going on. It's going to be a while until I get all my recording equipment and computer out of storage back here. Right now, I'm doing this from my phone, so I apologize if it doesn't sound as good, but I thought something is better than absolutely nothing. So it's just been very hard, and we've just been barely making it. And I've heard like similar stories all around. It's just been a hard year for a lot of people, and it's very sad. And people that have the means don't always help because of selfishness, or they just don't want to. But, you know, what goes around comes around. Hopefully you'll never have to go through anything like that. And then you have people who are just bad or don't like you or enemies, and they wish evil things upon you, which that's also sad, because even though I have had people in my life come and go, I would never wish anything horrible upon them. So that's just another thing. Anyways, that being said, let's move on to something a little more positive. This is October 2025, and we have done a couple of haunted attractions for our haunt tour for this year. Our haunt tour is a lot shorter this year than it was last year, again, due to finances and everything that's happened. Also, a lot of haunts are either open on the same nights that my haunt's open, so I can't really go anywhere because I'm doing something and I can't leave that my post. So trying to fit in haunted attractions when you're open, and then also we've had really, really bad weather too. So that's also kind of put a wrench in plans. So I haven't been able to do what I wish I could do. And also there's some haunts that aren't open this year. So I wasn't able to go through them because they're not open. So I'm going to do a 3-haunt review because that's what we've done so far in this podcast. I'll try to make it short and sweet so it's not too long. But I want you to know, you know, the goods, the bads, the uglies, all that. And we'll start off with the first one that we went through this season, which was Scarezona, Scare Grounds, and we went on their media night, and it was very, very, I would say, well done. The actors and actresses that they have are absolutely amazing. Their midway actors are very, very good. It's harder to scare me and my crew because we've been doing this for so long, but we do appreciate the trying, or at least entertaining and continuing to stay in character and do their job, and they did excellent. The icons are awesome. It starts in the parking lot, literally, like you're pulling up and parking and they have monsters that come out. So their midway actors are phenomenal, really good. And while you're waiting in line, they're there talking to you, harassing you, scaring you. And it wasn't a lot of people out. Again, it was their media night, so there wasn't a whole bunch of people, but there was a good amount. And like I said, they did really good. They were scaring the other people. They were in character. The makeup and the costumes are very good. And we'll go to the first haunt. So the first haunt is their Mayhem in the Madness, which was very, very good. They've added some things. And I've also noticed they repainted or moved some stuff around. They had a bus this year, which was very cool. The sets are a little bit minimal. I wish they could do a little bit more set-wise, especially with like some of their scenes and stuff. It'd be cool if they had a little bit more, especially in that haunt, if it was a little bit, there's more detail in set design. That's like the only thing I would say. The lighting also could be a little bit better in some areas. But again, their actors and actresses are phenomenal. The makeup was good. The characters was good. And really, it's a haunt. Like, it's a actor, haunt-driven attraction. Scare Zone, I would say. And that one was, like I said, it was really good. You go under cars. They have animatronics. They have a lot of things to look at. They have, like, a doll room. It's kind of like almost a apocalyptic, crazy themed maze that you'd feel like you're going through, and there's, you know, just patients, and there's like some weird kind of satanic monstery thing. So they have pumpkins and clowns, and it really is mayhem and it's madness. So the name is perfect. So that one, again, really well. The actors and actresses did great. The clowns were very good. They had like some contortionist clowns, which were excellent. They had dolls. They had a mental patient kind of in a cell. He did really good. They had some other characters. Very, very well done. The actors and actresses really should give themselves a hand of, you know, applause, because they did a really, really, really good job. Their dark out haunt was closed for media night because pretty much it's put, like, it's just dark. It's pitch black, so you can't really, I mean, I guess you could film it, but it's going to be a lot of just darkness and, you know, maybe a couple of characters here and there. So that one was closed for the night. And we've been through it before. Like I said, it's a very dark haunt. There's a couple of scenes that you can see, but overall it's very dark. The other one that was open, which is the brand new maze for this year. So now instead of just two, they have three. And this one was their Dr. Death's, like, hospital, asylum, whatever you want to call it. It was more of a hospital. But this one was really good. So you go into it, and there's actually a facade when you first kind of enter, you enter this interesting kind of, I think it's supposed to be like a waiting room, and you go from there to the front of, or the facade, the front of the hospital. And there's a nurse who's telling you the rules and stuff, but they actually had projections, or TV projections, I guess you could say. They had TV screens in the windows with you know, patients doing stuff. This is a new effect I haven't seen them do, so it was really cool. Also, they had fencing on the other side, which were like was actually like metal fencing with real hospital, like the hospital logo is really cool. I don't know if everybody really saw that because I was actually walking around and filming and looking, but they do have some pretty nice detail before you even enter that attraction. You can tell that they actually put some thought, set design, and money and hard work in this set. I would say the sets for this one was really good. I want them hopefully to like bring this kind of detail and set design to all of their stuff, and it would just make it even cooler. Like this was, I mean, they had a lot of props, they had a lot of detail. They had a lot of like hospital memorabilia, like the different tools and the different machines. It was really cool. So we entered this one, and again, actors and actresses are really good. They stayed in character. They had good lines. They had did some really good pop scares. It was very good. This one I was super, super impressed with. Like, I'm so glad they added this year. It just was like the icing on the cake. And it's cool because as you're weaving in and out of these different rooms, you're going through the same hallway. And the hallway is kind of like the centerpiece. And you can kind of look down the hallway and see kind of what's coming, but not really. But you can see down this hallway pretty much where you're going, which is, I loved how they did that. The hallway was my favorite. It was so well done, really cool. I love when like things feel like they're longer than they are, or you can kind of look to where you're going to go. And then that also is fun for the actors and actresses because they can still like see you or play with you even when you're not necessarily in their area, because I'd always look back and I'm like, man, I love this hallway, and the actors and actresses would kind of wave or say something, you know, in character because they could see me and they knew I was impressed with that hallway. And there was a couple of scenes that were kind of messed up. Like, there was a guy with an incubator and he was like yelling and just absolute craziness. That stuck with me. That was very creepy. Whoever that was, you did really good, but they were all really good in the ICU. It was, yeah, phenomenal. Dr. Death's ICU was really, really, really good. And the costumes, again, great. Makeup, excellent. Really good. So Scarizona has a really good crew of makeup artists, as well as actors and actresses, and the builders and set designers of Dr. Death's ICU, really, really good. If you could bring that detail and set design even to the other haunts, it would just put you even more over the top. But there's not really anything I could say besides like that I would say they could work on. Because, again, everything else is really, really awesome. I wish they had a little bit more things to do in the midway. Like, I don't know if they have a shop or a store. I didn't see it. They do have like a little stage and a little picnic area. So maybe they do, but that's like the only thing. A couple of times I've been there, I wish that there was more to do in the midway, whether they had like some food vendors or performers or even like games or something. If they did something like that, I think it'd benefit them also financially if they had more ways to spend money while you're there. I think that would help a lot too. Like, I don't even know if you can get like Scarizona merchandise. I haven't seen it any of the times I've been there. If they do have a store, it's not very easy to find. That's like the only other thing I would say is like, I wish that you guys had more so people would stay there longer and really take in the atmosphere, as well as spending more money there, but also getting to see the icons that you have in your midway more. And I think it'd be more fun for them too, because then they'd be distracted with the activities or the shows or the performances or whatever that they could scare a little bit more. They also have a fire breather devil who is awesome. He's excellent. He does a great job. He's scary. He's interesting and very entertaining to watch. Again, he makes the place even better with what he does. So Scarizona, I would, again, great job. We also do have a written review on usahauntsearch.com or halizona.com. You can read more. It might go a little bit more into detail, but you can read that review as well. So yeah, that's pretty much my thing with Scarizona. So now we'll move on to the next haunt that we went through, which is Old Tucson's Nightfalls. So Nightfall at Old Tucson, I was really excited for this one. I've been seeing the advertisements probably since like August, July, around there. And they've been slowly like releasing information and stuff this year. The haunt's like clown themed, which is awesome and different, especially when you think of like a... Sorry, I got connected there. So I was talking about how you have an old Western town theme and you add clowns and craziness to it. And Dabin is the main character. And it was, let's just say Old Tucson, we'll start from the beginning. So when you enter Old Tucson, they have a lot of decorations. And this year you could tell that they stepped it up and added more. And the decorations, I don't know, again, a lot of people don't necessarily pay 100% attention to everything. But when we go through, we try to really pay attention to everything. And let me just say, they decorated it excellent. There was spiderweb, there was pumpkins. I mean, it was very, very well decorated and fall Halloween themed. And I love that. They put a lot of small details into the town itself, in the store windows, you know, on the little like banisters and stuff, lots of decorations, and I really do appreciate that, and I hope that they know that that doesn't go unseen for everybody. So I really, really enjoyed that. I love how they do the lighting and the coloring of the town as well. And like I said, all of their little add-ons, like they had heads on sticks, they had kind of like the carnival colors, and they had kind of like tent fronts and stuff to give you that carnival crazy feel, circusy, and I loved that. That was excellent. And once we got there, we watched the opening ceremonies, and again, really, really awesome. Loved it. And you have the two gargoyles on the top that kind of do an interactive show in the beginning. They communicate, say jokes and stuff, and talk with the audience while you're waiting for the opening ceremonies. Then the opening ceremony happens, and pretty much what that is just the story of overall Nightfall and how now the clown has taken over. And I don't want to give too much away, but he's taken it over, and they behead the old, pretty much like the old characters that were last year's. They beheaded Jebediah, and he's now, you know, a crazy clown alongside with them. I don't want to give too much of the story away, but like I said, it's really good. So you watch the opening ceremonies, which kind of lead up to the story and what's going on for this year. Really, really good. Dabin's amazing. Their characters are really, really committed. I would say probably Nightfall is the closest thing that we'd have to, like, Not Scary Farm and Universal in a way, because we don't really have, like, a major theme park with a lot of attractions and, like, characters that can literally roam and walk around a whole entire park. So I'd say Old Tucson's the closest thing that we have right now. And their characters are really good. They stay in character. The costumes are amazing. The makeup's amazing. Again, really, really good. Old Tucson really stepped it up. Really enjoyed it. So from there, after the open ceremonies, we wanted to check out the new light show. But it was not open the night we went, which I was very sad because I was very excited. We did walk over to the area where it's at, and you can see that they still have like a lift there, so they're still setting it up. I'm sure it's going to be really, really cool. Their Christmas one wasn't really good, so I'm sure it's going to be very similar to that, except Halloween theme. They had spiders and stuff decorated. It looked really awesome. We were a little bit sad about that, but, you know, it is what it is. So we didn't get to do that, so we kind of had to arrange what we wanted to do. So we looked at the map that you get with all of the show times and pretty much telling you everything that you need to know. So then we went from there to the Grand Palace, where we watched one of the shows, and it was about kind of like a trial in a way. You're deciding whether someone should live or die, and they have to do a performance. And it was really good. That one is a kind of like a musical, so they dance and sing, and the talent is really good. The show was really good. Again, it's a really nice stage. They had really great lighting and effects. Like I said, character costumes, everything was awesome in that show. Really good. The performers are excellent. And they played to the camera, which I liked a lot too, and I noticed. And we also had the VIP experience. So we have a VIP, which means that you can like cut the line. You get better seating. So we sat in the VIP sitting, which is like right up front. They also treat you differently, the characters and stuff, because if you have the VIP, they give you a little bit of that extra attention and stuff. So it's well worth the money. And you also get like discounts. There's all kinds of perks that you get with it. So if you can check out the VIP, or they say RIP pass, I would say it's well worth it. The night that we went was a Sunday, so it wasn't extremely busy. But if it is, and they do get busy, I will tell you that RIP pass will help so much with seating as well as lines and not having to wait a long time so you can actually experience more, because they have a lot going on. There's a lot of shows. We didn't get to see everything show-wise. We did get to go through all the scare zones and the haunts, which is mainly why we're there. But I do try to go to as much as I possibly can. And that show was excellent. Then right after that, we stayed for the next show, which was the magic show, which is more of a comedy show. And they use an audience member, again, really funny, well put on. And if you like, kind of stupid humor, it's excellent. It's a good show. It reminds us of a friend that we used to have who sadly passed away, whose more comedy is like that. So for us, it kind of hits a little differently, but it's a very good show. So if you can make it to that, it's hilarious. And then right after that, we're going to start getting ready to go to the next show, but we had some time in between. So what we did is we went through a couple of the scare zones and at least one of the haunts. The first scare zone we went through was the witch one, which the first time we went through, it wasn't as good. The witch that was there was pretty good. There's like a witch in the beginning. She doesn't really say anything, but she does really creepy movements and has the creep factor very well. Then there was another witch that kind of was just standing there, kind of ignored us. I don't understand why. I don't know if it's because of the camera or what was going on, but it was very weird. And then there was another one that was just standing there screaming, which I guess can be scary, but it wasn't very scary. It was just kind of odd. The only thing I'd say is that area is kind of very not well lit, so you can't see the detail and stuff as good. I have a light on my camera, which I try to avoid using because I know it's bright and it's hard for actors and actresses, but sometimes you just have to be able to see what's going on. And they have some really cool set design and stuff and details, but it's hard to see without the light that I had. But overall, it was okay. Now, the second time we went through, and it was later in that day, it was a lot better. And I think they had a couple of different witches or something. Someone switched out. The witch that came out of the shack was really good, actually had a whole speech and everything. And there was another witch. She was a lot better too. They did a lot better than the first time. So the second time we went through that scare zone was a lot better than the first time. And then after that, we went through the scarecrow scare zone, which, again, really good detail. It was kind of like a corn maze in a way, or a hay maze. Hay corn maze. Really good. We went through, they had like a giant animatronic in it, which was really interesting and cool. But they only had one scarecrow, which was kind of disappointing. So we walked through and was hoping for more, but there was only one. But the one was really good. He said really funny jokes, and he did really good jump scares. The scarecrow in that area was phenomenal. He did great. As we were walking by again, then we saw another scarecrow. But he was more out in the front, kind of when you enter the scare zone, or the back. Because scare zones, you can go in the front or back. Or I don't really know if there is an official front or back, since it's more of just the zone that you walk through. But he was more kind of in that area, not inside. So we didn't really see him until towards the end. And I got a photo and a video of him. Again, really good job. But yeah, the scarecrow scare zone, again, good detail, just wasn't enough scarecrows. And again, it was a Sunday, so they could have been, you know, not as, sometimes on those days, they don't have as much staff, or some people just don't decide to come in. It's not always their fault, but yeah, that was like the only thing is, wish there was a little bit more. And then, after that, I think we did one. Well, we walked around the whole park, and like I said, really great detail. They have some new rides. They have like an old car ride on a track, which is a lot of fun. And they have some more like kid-friendly rides. I also noticed like the game area was different. They have golf. I mean, they have a lot of things. And I didn't get to do everything. They have a petting zoo, and they had some skeleton chickens for decoration. Really cute. Like, they really did a really good job with the detail and adding decorations. They also had like skeletons hanging in trees. They had pumpkins and ghosts. They had little wood cutouts of different characters and stuff. They have like a water feature, which also had some picnic tables that had like Day of the Dead decorations on it. And then they have like their attractions that they always have, like the schoolhouse that you can look at. It's like a replica of a schoolhouse from back then. They have the sheriff's office. They have another little area, which is like a glow stick light store in a way. And then they have just, you know, the outsides of the buildings, which are all decorated. Really cool. A lot to look at. It's a lot of fun. They also have restaurants and, you know, you can get drink there, you can get popcorn, you can get sweet treats, you name it, they have it. They have pizza, they have barbecue, they have a lot of treats and fun things. They also have the Nightfall store, which you can get your t-shirts, your hoodies, your hats. They have old Tucson swag as well as Nightfall, and they have like cups, magnets, keychains. They have so much stuff, it's ridiculous. I ended up getting a shirt. Again, because of us not being as financially sound as I wish we could, that was all I was able to get this year. So I got the t-shirt for this year, and I got it at a discount since I had the VIP RIP pass. Like I said, it's worth it. You get discounts on food and store and all kinds of things. So after that, we walked around and looked around. We ended up going to the action show, which is in the Legends Theater. And that one's more of, it's about Dabin, and they're pretty much just being crazy, attacking each other, fun stuff. It's more of their action show, so you get to see like comedy as well as fighting and falling off buildings and hanging from stuff and swinging from stuff. They also had, like, a game where they were throwing knives at one guy and, you know, fighting one another, a gun show as well. And they even put somebody in a meat grinder and grinded them up, at least two people. So again, that show is really well done. The choreography is amazing. Makeup, costumes, excellent. The material is funny. They had a lot of sexual innuendos in there. So some of the younger audience does not get it, and some of the old audience does get it. They do have a lot of comedy and jokes in the show as well. And also Sam is also in it, one of the characters from last year that a lot of people like. The dead kind of prison guy who sounds like Beetlejuice. He's really good. They have some of the recognizable characters that they had last year in this year's show. Again, really well done. You get to see the main character of the whole haunt this year, Dabin the Clown, and you get to pretty much, like I said, I don't want to give too much away, but there's a story and new characters as well as some of our other characters, and you get to watch an action-packed show. Well worth it. That one's a fun one. I would not miss that one. And I think it's Dabin's like fun carnival carnage show. Really good. I wouldn't miss it. So then after that, pretty much then we had time to finish going through the haunts as well as any of the scare zones we missed. And then we also got to ride the train and the cars. So I will now go into the other parts of Night Falls. So I think those were the scare zones mainly. And then there's the main scare zone, which is kind of the carnival, Dabin's funhouse kind of scare zone, which is when you first walk in. And that's where you're going to see the chainsaw and the clown on the stilts and a couple of the clowns. And again, like I said, the decorations were awesome. They had a carnival feel to it, or like a circusy with the white and red stripes. And like I said, pumpkins, heads on sticks, really well done. That was a good scare zone. It always is. It's the beginning of your haunt experience. Well done. And the characters are excellent. They chase you with chainsaws or stilts, crazy clowns, criminals, ghosts, goblins, ghouls, all there and excellent. So the first haunt we went through was the Asylum, and that was our favorite one last year. And last year it was something else. It was like werewolves and vampires. So this year it was Asylum, and it was really good. The doctor walked us in, and you get to go through pretty much like kind of an indoor-y, outdoor-y attraction, and they had pretty much lunatics and crazy people everywhere. They had some really good jump scares. They had some werewolves still in there, some really good animatronics, some good effects. There was like a room where there was somebody with a bag over their head, like a burlap bag, that comes at you. And then they had a couple of like prisoner asylum victims, and it was really well done. They had some good lighting effects. They had some good effects. They had some good animatronics and scares. They had some amazing actors and actresses that did some really creepy things. There was even like a hallway where strobe lights, and the actress that was in there did really well playing off the strobe lights. And then we even had like a scene where the doctor was working on somebody. And they even had like some cells, and there was like some arms that came from the cells. I mean, it was, again, really good. They had a lot of detail and effects in there, and the animatronics are really cool. That one was really good. I really did like that one again this year. They did a good job. And the, again, actors and actresses were really good. They played to the camera and they stayed in character. Very well done. That was an excellent one. And then from there we went to the Mineshaft, which I believe was Inferno this year. And that one was also very good. They added on to the Mineshaft, so instead of entering like the front you do, they had like a maze before you even got into it, which was really cool. And I liked that a lot, that they made it longer, because again, that one is in a building that they already have. It's a mineshaft, so it's not like they have to do a whole lot to it because it already has that creepy mind feel, but they did add lighting and animatronics and decorations, and they made it very feel like you're in an inferno or going into hell. Good job. Again, actors and actresses did great. They had some really cool masks and makeup. The costumes are really good. There was a couple of characters in there that I wish could have did a little bit more like movement or character wise, but they still did really good. And again, an excellent setting for a haunt because it's already a mineshaft. So we always love going into that one because we just like the mineshaft itself. And like for Christmas, they decorate it and make it cutesy. And then for Halloween, they do the complete opposite. And they even had like a section where I think it was usually a spinning tunnel, but it was flames and they were really cool. They also had a giant animatronic in there. They had a couple of animatronics that were really cool this year, but they had a giant one in one of the scenes and it's really cool. And we stopped and looked at it for a couple of minutes just because the scene, again, there's so much to look at, a lot of detail. Very, very well done. Excellent job, as always. So the mine shaft inferno was excellent. Like I said, I wish some of the characters did a little bit more, but other than that, excellent job. And then after that was, I think, our last one, which is Dabin's, you know, fun house or not so fun house, more like fear house. The Dabin's, the clown one was really good this year. I think that was my favorite this year. It was similar. They had some similar stuff that they did last year. I noticed like some of the sets were the same, but I didn't mind that. It's kind of more of a black, like a black light haunt. So they have glow in the dark paint. It's not 3D necessarily, but it is black light. So it's painted, you know, with that kind of paint in the black lights. And they have like noodles and they have things hanging from the ceiling. They had some new things that I also noticed this year. Like, they had some paintings that moved in some posters. They did add some animatronics and some new effects this year, which was excellent. Again, actors and actresses were phenomenal. Really, really good. Makeup was excellent. And it had some fun twists to it. I wouldn't say it was necessarily terrifying, but there was some parts that were funny, and that's, I think, why it was one of my favorites. Like, they have a man eating chicken, and I don't want to give it away, but that was hilarious. Like, I still am laughing about that. And if you go, you'll see what I'm talking about. But they did really good with the acting and scaring people. Again, they have a lot of different little tricks. They had some drop panels, they had some great hiding spots, and that one is a lot of fun. It's scary, but it's also just really cool and a lot of fun. They have some really cool lighting in there, as well as some really cool animatronics and effects. So really good, well done. That one was probably my favorite this year, and it was excellent. I love how they have detail within that haunt, and they have stuff to look at. They also had like some projections. Like, there was a part where they had kind of like I want to say like sheets, but it wasn't sheets. They had material that was hanging down, and they had like a ghost, kind of like a creepy girl ghostly figure projected on it, and a lot of people, again, probably didn't necessarily notice it, but I did, and I thought it was really cool. So again, really well, loved it. This year was our favorite. Excellent job. And the man eating chicken, amazing. It's excellent. I love it, hands down my favorite part. So really good job. I don't think I missed anything. That was all the haunts and the scare zones for this year. I would say Old Tucson necessarily isn't like extremely scary, but they are very entertaining, and it's more, I think, because you could take the whole family there and do stuff. So, and they also have like necklaces that you can buy, like glow in the dark necklaces that are supposed to help so they don't scare you. So your kids can wear that, or if you're a big chicken, you can wear it as well. So they do have that option, as you know, so you don't get as terrified. But I'd say Old Tucson, they have some great scares, jump scares, but I wouldn't say it's necessarily scary. It's more entertaining and more fun. And like I said, it'd be more like not Scary Farm or Universal, kind of more of like your theme park than just your average just haunted attraction. Because like I said, they have rides. We rode the train. It was a lot of fun. I also rode the new car ride, which was also really cool and a lot of fun. So they have rides, and the rides aren't extra. It's a part of your admission, which is excellent. So you could ride the train as many times as you wanted, or any of the rides. They do have some things that cost extra. Like, I know, I think you could get pictures with your favorite characters. They also have a seance that we didn't get to do this year that I believe is an extra add-on. So they do have a couple of things. I don't know about the carnival games and the golf and all that. If that is cost more, it probably does. I'm not sure. If so, it's probably not that badly priced. They're pretty good with, I would say, their prices on things. Especially, like, their merchandise wasn't too bad. And then another thing that we did is we did get to eat, too. Thank you to Old Tucson. We got to eat at Jake's Barbecue, and we got their nachos, which is actually fries, which is an interesting name for it. So we got their fries with cheese, green chili, and pulled pork. Or you can get, I think, their chicken. They have other meats that you can get. But we got the pulled pork, and it was really good. Didn't taste the green chili as much as I was hoping, because I'm from Las Cruces, New Mexico, which is close to Hatch, and we have amazing green chili. But it was really good. They did put a lot of meat in it, and the service was excellent. And it was fresh, and it was good. So their food is always delicious. I would highly suggest eating there or getting a snack there. Jake's Barbecue is really good, and their pizzeria is also very good. We also got a cup with our VIP package, RIP package. And you get a cup, and you can have as much drink as you want. Again, excellent. You can go refill it as many times as you want. And you also have a cool souvenir cup. So Old Tucson is well worth it. I would not skip it this year. So my next and final review for this podcast is Apocalypse Rawhide. And I went through it a couple of times, taking photos and video. But I also went through and really paid attention to pretty much everything. So Apocalypse Rawhide is a haunted attraction, but it's more than that. It's more of like a haunted experience. You're going through and actually being a part of it. It's interactive. So you get a shotgun and you shoot at the zombies. And the zombies have either headbands or some kind of band on them that will go off and when you shoot them. So you walk through and your goal is to shoot all the zombies, or pretty much you get bit. Not in real life, but you know what I'm saying. And this year they stepped it up. They added some still zombies, so like some dummies. And or they call them static props. And they also changed the course this year. It's a little shorter than it was last year, but not by much. And I actually think, in a way, it's a little bit better this year. They also have a lot more actors and actresses this year, which, again, really makes a big difference. It's more to shoot at, and it's a lot more scary because you have zombies coming from all over. The zombies this year are phenomenal. Good makeup, good costumes, but the acting is really, really what sells it. They do an excellent job. They do great at dying, and they also do good at coming at you and scaring you. This is a really fun, immersive experience where you have a gun, you shoot at them, and you walk through a whole western town, kind of similar to with Old Tucson. They already have the town. They just add zombies and some creepiness to it, and there you go. You have a perfect attraction. And you get to go around the town, and you even get to go in and out of one of the buildings. And this is a part of Rawhide's facility. And then just on the other side is Glowing Pumpkins, which I have not got to go through yet this year, and I don't know if I will this year. But I know that they've added some things, and they've really upped the pumpkins. They have some more jumpy attractions, things like jump houses and stuff. They have a little maze this year. They have walking characters like Captain America and Elsa and some of the fun Disney characters, as well as some fun Halloween characters. So this year they really stepped it up. They have a pumpkin singing show, which they had last year, but it's a lot better this year, and it's on a stage now, and they added a lot to it. And I also know that they have some new pumpkin carvings. Like, I think there's a dragon, I've overheard, and some other cool things this year. So Glowing Pumpkins is also something you're going to want to check out. Now, I know with all the storms that's been happening that it took some damage, so hopefully it's okay. There's a lot of haunts this year in Arizona that have really been taking some hits with this weather. So I know a lot of them have had to close or close early. Some of them have had major damage happen and has put them back. Either, you know, was having to rebuild or even put them back financially, because a lot of this stuff is not cheap. So if it's open this weekend, because who knows what the weather's like, but please go out and support these haunts this year, because they've really needed it with all what's happened. If you can, please support as many of your local attractions as you can, because it really does help. And a lot of these attractions give jobs to a lot of people that need it for this year. So please, please, please help and support your local attractions. But yeah, Apocalypse, the static props really help, because you don't know if it's real or if it's just a prop zombie, which really adds to the creepiness, as well as it helps distract from the real zombies. I'm hoping next year that they have more. And another cool thing that would be awesome to add is, like, if there was some more animatronics and effects, and maybe even some, like, special effects. Again, it'd be cool if there was fog or, like I said, even some animatronics or, like, projections. If there was more of that kind of stuff, it would just add even so much more. And I think there's plans of expanding and making Apocalypse better and better every year. So that's something to look forward to, but it is really cool. It's a lot of fun. It's different than just your average walkthrough attraction. Like I said, it's really more hands-on, and it really is scary. The reviews this year of hearing other people that have went in through it and stuff has been really good and phenomenal. So it's excellent. And then also this year they added a new wait system similar to Slaughterhouse, since it's the same company that owns Slaughterhouse that's doing Apocalypse. Of course, they're going to bring similar things. So they have the wait thing. So instead of waiting in line, you get, you go and check in. You give one of the, whoever the most responsible person in your group is, you give, that person will give their phone number, and they will get a text message. They'll get three text messages. And when they get the third one, pretty much means that it's their time and that they can head to the line. And even though it's a line, it's not anything like lines that you would think in the, you know, when you go to attraction, you can stand in line for anywhere from 15, 20 minutes to hours, depending on the attraction and how busy it is. This avoids that, so you can actually go and enjoy yourself. So you can go look at the store. Yeah, and that's the other thing. There's a store this year. You can also go to the bar. There's also a bar this year. Or you can just walk around and enjoy the singing pumpkins or some of the characters. Or, like I said, you can check out the store. So you don't have to stay there in line. Or you can either, you can even go to one of the food trucks or food vendors. There's also a fortune teller. There are things you can do instead of just standing in line. You can actually go and do something instead of just standing there. So that's really cool. And then, like I said, you just get text messages that will tell you it's almost your time, you know, you're next. And that's really cool. Instead of having to stand in line for hours, or even a couple of minutes sometimes can feel like hours. So that's really cool that they have that. Like I said, they do have a store, which is new this year. They have a lot of cool apocalypse merchandise, like magnets, t-shirts, hats. They also have some fun Halloween-themed things, like Lego characters and voodoo dolls and light-up things. They also have pumpkin, glowing pumpkin stuff as well. Really nice little storefront this year, which is excellent and really cool. And like I said, they have vendors. They have food trucks. They have food vendors. It's really much more of an event this year than it was last year. And I hope that they keep adding to it and making it even more and more every year. And it would even be cool if we maybe even get a mini escape room or two. That'd be cool maybe in the future if that happens. Apocalypse Rawhide is another one I would say you don't want to miss. And Glowing Pumpkins too. Like I said, if I do get to go through, I'd love to do a review. I'm not sure if I will this year. And these three attractions I talked about on this podcast, you can also go on to usahauntsearch.com or Hallozona, HALLOZONA.com. And you can also read written reviews on each attraction as well. This year has just been very odd. And I've been looking very much forward to this haunt season. And sadly, I'm not getting to haunt this year because I actually work at Apocalypse Rawhide and I do the makeup. I'm the head makeup artist there, as well as I'm the support manager. So I do a lot of that, and I'm also a photographer this year, so I'm not able to dress up. I'm hoping at least one or two nights I'll get to, just because I think it'd be a lot of fun and I could really use that stress release. But yeah, I've been really looking forward to Halloween this year, and the weather's kind of ruined that. There's at least a couple of nights that we've been closed, and I know a lot of other attractions have really taken the hit. So that's pretty much my reviews for this far. I don't know if I'll get to do any other attractions. I'm hoping so. We'll see. I don't know. But three is better than nothing. Well, that's for sure. So, again, I apologize for not being able to really do a podcast. And I'm hoping to get my equipment up and running again. If not, I'll just have to do it this way for a while, at least until we can get everything out of storage. The other thing that sucks too is, like, where we moved is all the way on the other side of town, so it is a far way from our storage unit to where we're at. And we've recently just got our car repossessed because we had to take a loan out, a title loan on it, when we were homeless, because we really needed the money just to get to a hotel and just to get moving and out of there. There's been so much stuff that's gone on, so we're trying to get the money right now to get our car back, which is the car that has the hitch on it, which we can pull our trailers to get more of our stuff. It's just been crazy. So if you can, please pray and send positive vibes our way. Hopefully things will get better. And if you are interested in helping or donating or anything, just let us know. You can go to usahauntsearch.com, or you can, even if you know me personally, you can just reach out to me. But we appreciate all the help and support we've had, and we are very grateful and thankful for everybody. And I'm so thankful for all of my listeners. I know I've been getting a lot of messages and stuff telling me that, you know, you really missed the podcast, which I didn't know that it'd be this popular. So I really thank everybody, and I'm sorry for the delay, and I'm hoping things will get better, and I'm hoping I'll be able to do more interviews and educational podcasts as well. So please keep an eye out and listening and sharing the podcast, and I appreciate y'all so very much. Thank you. Until next time, happy Halloween.
Thank you for listening to Haunted Attraction and Horror Galore Podcast. If you are interested in being a sponsor or being on our show, go to usahauntsearch.com. Haunted Attractions and Horror Galore Podcast, brought to you by USA Haunt Search, USA Haunt Finder, and Hollow Zona. Sponsored by United Zombies of America, UZA, Sinister Sin, UZA, Miscreation Haunted Attraction, and Haunting with Heart Documentary. Beneficiary Oddity, Thirsteen Inc. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, every day is Halloween.